Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Good evening, family. I'm back. What's up? I can't believe I'm back with you guys, but I am. I had a little mini hiatus, but we're back and doing our thing, and it's so great that it's on election eve. So tonight we're going to celebrate classic soul. We're going to celebrate fantastic artists. But before we do, I would be remiss if I didn't encourage everyone to exercise your right to vote. It's so important. It's so important that we do this, you know. So this is Soul Tracks of Our Lives on the Culture Zine Radio Network. I'm your host, Jernetta Barber. I'm a little discombobulated, but it's all good. And so to get it going, let's start with the wonderful, incredible Intruders.
I chased the girls and beat them up. Yes, I'm really broke, baby, without you.
So we just heard from the Delphonics, one of my all-time favorite groups, with Break Your Promise. And before that, Brendan, the Tabulations and Dry Your Eyes. And we started with the Marvelous Intruders with Cowboys to Girls. So folks, tomorrow we will elect a new president, and it will be the first woman president in our history. Madam President-elect Hillary Rodham Clinton. And we're going to be saying goodbye in a couple of months to one of the finest presidents and first ladies this country has ever known. Thank you, President and First Lady Obama, for showing the world who people of color really are. We will miss you so much. I don't even have the words to say how much we're going to miss you. I'm just so proud, and I'm proud to be an American, and I'm proud of our president and our first lady. And I'm excited about the first woman president. So with that, let's keep the music popping.
Just when I first gazed upon you, I'd never let you go. And it's amazing, baby,
how we love each other so.
And we'll always be
always together.
We'll have our problems, but we'll face them with pride. Our love is protection, and we don't have to hide.
And a thousand nights I kiss away,
the happy tears you cry.
And we'll always be,
always be,
always together.
Just
Who argues?
Jones was Hypnotized, and before that, the Stylistics Breakup to Makeup. And we started the set with the Mighty Dells and Always Together. I made this playlist up a while ago, but it dawns on me that a lot of the artists that we're celebrating tonight hail from Philly, the city of brotherly love, which ironically, the last Clinton rally is going on as we speak. The president and the first lady are there. Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea are there. Bon Jovi's there, and the boss himself, Bruce Springsteen. And when you look at the folks that showed up, it's like a sea of people, and it's all people, the diversity that makes us as great as we are as a country. There's nothing about religion. There's all religions there. All ethnicities are there. It's just a beautiful sight to behold, and that's what the real America is all about. Not this other stuff that the uniquely unqualified Republican candidate keeps spewing. But I'm having fun. I hope you're enjoying this memory lane that I'm trying to take you on. And let's continue the celebration.
Destination reel. I'm an ever spinning top, whirling around till I drop. Oh, but what am I to do? My mind is in a little hope one small thing to cling to. You got me going in circles. Hopes that never stop, Lord, but I feel that way. Oh, my soul is dead. Oh, but what am I to do? My going in circles.
Thank you.
So that was another one of my favorite groups. The Main Ingredient was Spinning Around. Before that, The Persuasions. It's definitely a thin line between love and hate. And we started with The Friends of Distinction, Going in Circles. So family, there's no way that I could do a show on the eve of the election and not speak on it. So I'm hoping that you're loving this music, but at the same time, we got work to do, we got business to take care of. We need to honor our ancestors who were beaten, jailed, and murdered in order for us to have the right to vote. So family, handle your business and vote. Don't talk about it, be about it. Our future depends on it. And now back to some great music.
Yeah. why can't we live together? Tell me why, tell me why. Why can't we live together? Everybody wants to live together. Why can't we live together? No one wants, no one wants, no one wants. Everybody wants to live together. Why can't we live together? Joy of love.
So that was The Moments, another one of my favorite groups. I have so many. Oh, my goodness. With Look at Me, I'm in Love, which I dedicate to my remarkable husband, Bobby Wilkerson. And before that, Timmy Thomas with Why Can't We Live Together, which I dedicate to the American people. And we started with Dramatics in the Rain. I just have a couple of things. This is a little food for thought. Your value does not decrease based on someone's inability to see your worth. Secondly, your vote is a vote for yourself, your family, and our future. And I know I'm doing more talking than I normally do on the show, but you know, I feel very blessed that I have this opportunity just to share how I feel with everyone, because I know everybody feels the same way. Our country is in chaos right now, but I think after tomorrow, we can start to get back to some normalcy. And as the future president-elect, Hillary Rodham Clinton, says, we are stronger together. Okay.
That we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. We only act like children when we argue for the fight. Our own funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do. Just get yourself together. Thank you.
the next time we see each other, maybe years and years from now. Family reunion, got to have a family reunion. Family reunion, it's so nice to come together. I wish Grandma could see the whole family. I sure miss her face and a warm and tender embrace.
Closing out the night, that was Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes featuring the incomparable Teddy Pendergrass. If you don't know me by now, And then I wanted to close the show with the OJs, the mighty OJs, Philadelphia's own OJs, Campbell and Huff's OJs with Family Reunion. So the bottom line is this. We have one of the most prepared, most capable women, people, not just women, but just people. Even President Obama says she's more prepared than anybody that's ever run for this office. She can handle it. You have to and vote. And I feel like Spike Lee's character from She's Gotta Have It, gonna make me beg, but I don't mind begging right now. Baby, please, please, baby, baby, please, family, do your, take care of your business, handle your business, do what's right, and get out there and vote. And it's not just for the President of the United States, it's also for the Senate. We have 5 seats we need. So please, I'm just asking you, I don't care how you feel about these candidates, you don't like either one of them. It's not about whether you like them or not, it's about who's capable and can handle the job. You need tact, you need diplomacy. You can't get upset every time somebody says something about you and get on Twitter with it, you know, because then how could you possibly handle the code if you can't even, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Enough. This is the last time I even have to acknowledge that person that's trying to get into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It ain't gonna happen, Madam President. Okay? Love you guys. Thank you. I'm so happy to be back. See ya.